approximate truth, but he had some definite ideas. Sara and I both knew him that well. Sara said, "Suppose you tell me what you think is going on then." Mergen faded away. "What the heck is that?" I snapped at one eye. "You were supposed to rig this thing so he has to do what he's told."
"He does, most of the time. He could be carrying out the previous instruction."
But the old fool sounded to me like he had no idea what Mergen was doing. Soulcatcher worked quickly, then summoned the staff members who had been present when she had broken into the anger chamber.
"The continuing excitement was too much for this poor woman. I've tried to resurrect her, but her soul refuses to respond. She must be happy where she is now."
There were no witnesses to contradict her, though remote laughter mocked her.
"I did find the Radisha. She'd fallen asleep. She has retreated into the anger chamber and does not wish to be disturbed again."
"Not for a long time.
I should have honored her wishes before. We would have avoided this disaster."
She indicated the fat woman. Even the staffers who had looked into the anger chamber earlier and had seen nothing had to admit that someone was inside now, moving around angrily, muttering the way the Radisha did, and looking very much like the Radisha in glimpses caught through cracks in the poorly restored door. The protector suggested,
"Let's all turn in for the night.
Tomorrow we'll begin repairing the mess I made." She watched her audience intently, feeling for anyone who could cause trouble. The staff departed. They were relieved just to be away from Soulcatcher. Soulcatcher sat down and thought. There was no way to tell what was going through her mind till she began muttering in a committee of voices. Then it was clear that she was trying to work out the mechanics of the abduction. She seemed willing to give considerable weight to the possibility that the Radisha had stage-managed the whole thing herself. A very suspicious woman, the Protector. One by one she found and questioned each of the people who had dealt with Min Subredil, Sawa, and Shikandini, beginning with Jal Barundandi, and finishing with Del Mukarji. The man Barundandi usually trusted to collect the kickbacks from the outside workers.
"You will cease that," the Protector informed Mukarji. "You and anyone else involved. If it happens again, I will put you into a glass ball and hang you above the service postern with your whole body turned inside out. I'll add a couple of imps to feed on your entrails for the 6 months it will take you to die. Do you understand?"
Del Mukarji understood the threat just fine. But he had no idea whatsoever why the Protector would want to interfere with his livelihood. The Protector had a passion about corruption. In time, the Protector reasoned that 3 women had come into the palace and 3 women had gone away again. It seemed very likely that the 3 women who had departed were not the 3 women who had entered, and no one the Radisha's size had gone out since, which meant that someone with some answers might still be inside. Chuckling wickedly, Soulcatcher began to look for evidence that someone had slipped off into the untenanted wilds of the palace. Goblin was asleep on a dusty old bed. Occasionally his snores would turn to sneezes and snorts when too much dust got into his nostrils. A squawk had him bouncing up so suddenly he almost collapsed from lightheadedness. He spun around. He saw nothing. He heard soft laughter, then a bizarre